My name is James Sagerton. This is the meeting of December 19th, 2023 of the Pacifica National Finance Committee, or NFC, as we like to call it. We believe we have a quorum. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to take the role. R. Paul?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen? Kamau Harris? Julie Hewitt? Christina Huggins.
Present.
Jim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes, I am.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here. Thank you.
Okay, that's seven. You have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. That's appreciated. All right. That takes us to adopting the agenda. To adopt the agenda, I will start by reading it. Number one, convene meeting. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, chair's announcements for 2 minutes. Number five, set next meeting date for 5 minutes. Number six, review the draft FY24 Pacifica Affiliates Network budget for 45 minutes. Number seven, review the draft FY24 Pacifica Radio Archives budget for 45 minutes. Number eight, report from the executive director with Q&A for 10 minutes. Number nine, updates from the stations on the status of their budgets and when the NFC may expect to receive them for 5 minutes. Number 10 is minutes for 5 minutes. And number 11 is adjourned no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Is there any discussion, additions, subtractions for the agenda?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, excuse me. Two things. I think we should move number nine, update from the stations on their budgets, to setting the next meeting, because we don't know we need to know what budgets we're getting in order to know whether to set a next meeting. That's number one. And number two, I don't believe we've received any minutes. At any rate, I haven't seen them.
I have not seen them either. R. Paul, do we have minutes?
No, we do not have the minutes of last week's meeting.
Okay.
Okay, no worries.
I move to remove that from the agenda.
And
very good. So your motion is. Do I hear someone else trying to speak?
Number nine up to number six, I guess, 5, 6, combine them and remove number 10 minutes.
Very good. Is there any discussion?
Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Reviewing another budget would be a good reason to meet, but it may not be the only reason to meet. We should be expecting another set of financials soon, I would hope. We've been told that there would be one soon. And I think we should just continue to meet. I don't think we should just, I don't think we should go ad hoc. I think we should revert to our usual schedule unless we need extra meetings, in which case I'm open to that, and including for reasons like receiving current financial statements. There's also,
There's one other thing.
There's been discussion of reviewing the Pacifica Financial Policies Manual. So that would be another use for a meeting in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other comment?
Let me read what I have. Okay. Take that off there and do that. Okay. What I have is to remove minutes from the agenda, to combine quote, updates from stations on the status of their budgets and when the NFC may expect to receive them, pardon me, with set next meeting date. Is that it?
That sounds like it. Okay, I'll ask again. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I will.
Then,
this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I listened to the last WBAI LSB meeting, and you apparently approved a budget there and sent it to the PNB, skipping over the NFC. So I'd like to know about that. I'd like to know when we're going to see the budget and that budget and budgets in general. And while there might be other things to do, I think, again, I will state getting through the rest of the unit budgets is kind of like a high priority for this committee. So.
Thank you, Kim. Is there any other comments?
Beth.
R. Paul, start.
Go ahead. I hear Beth. First, let's let R. Paul speak. Beth, he hasn't spoken yet. Then we'll go to Beth.
Okay.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Geez, I better bring that up and look at that. My impression was we said to send it to the NFC.
Yeah, it was a typo.
I'll look at my notes.
Yeah.
I'll look at my notes and see what three-letter entity we said to send it to, but obviously it was intended to go to the NFC and not to skip it.
Yeah, I understand. I agree. Beth?
Yes, I'm not suggesting that we review current financials instead of reviewing budgets. I'm just suggesting that whether we have the next budget to review or not, we shouldn't just go skipping meetings or delaying meetings because we don't have a budget in front of us, that routine financials need to be reviewed too. And so I think there's justification for a meeting sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Understood. Okay, so let's now, is there any other discussion? Hearing none, R. Paul, can we go to a vote on this?
Want me to read it?
Sure.
All right, the motion is to remove minutes from the agenda and to combine updates from stations on the status of their budgets and when the NFC may expect to receive them with set next meeting date, which means that would all be under item number 5.
Can I be recognized?
We kind of went past the discussion of this, Tim, but go ahead.
I want to separate them. I don't think there will be any discussion on removing the minutes. So I'd like to divide them so we can take 2 votes.
That's okay. All right. So, R. Paul, can we divide them and take them one at a time?
Yeah, 1 second.
Any member can request that we divide it, and that does not need to be voted on.
Okay, right. That's done. So right now we are looking at the amendment to strike the minutes.
Very good.
Maybe
is there any objection to striking the item on the agenda number 10 for the minutes?
Point of personal privilege. Briefly.
Go ahead, Kim. I'm sorry, Beth.
We're getting an echo. It sounds like somebody must have a second device open or something, but I'm at least on my end, I'm hearing an echo after most. It's recent, and now it seems like it may have disappeared. So maybe it worked to listen. Thank you.
Yes, that's been a recurrent problem, and when we ask for everyone to please mute, it goes away. So I think maybe that's what happened. I don't hear
thank
it anymore.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to removing number 10, the minutes, from the agenda? Hearing none, that's done. Our Paul, I don't know how you want to do it, but does that make number 11 the new number 10?
Well, hold on a second. I'm having a problem. Oh, Windows has done something in here that is causing me a problem, so 1 second. Okay. Okay, you just asked me if okay, so nine is not, we didn't do that. Yeah. 10 is gone. 10, we can say, is stricken. We just struck the minutes out. Okay. So now what's before on the floor is the amendment to combine updates from stations on the status of their budgets and when the NFC may expect to receive them with set next meeting date, which would all be number 5.
Correct. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Let's say that that's now done. And so I would think number 11 becomes number 9. And number 5 and number 9 are combined. So let's now that becomes the main motion. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none. Very good. We'll proceed with that, which takes us to chair's announcements for 2 minutes. This is mostly for the stream. Tonight, we will review the FY24 draft budget for the Pacific Affiliates Network, or PAN, ED Stephanie Wells, PAN manager Ursula Rudenberg, and PAN business manager Ruth Wiedemeyer presenting. We will also review the Pacifica Radio Archives, or PRA, fiscal year 24 draft budget, PRA manager Mark Torres presenting. If there is time, we will also hear a regular report from the Pacifica Executive Director, Stephanie Wells. Please look at any documents posted by the National Finance Committee Secretary, R. Paul Martin, on the NFC list. After the usual preliminaries, in keeping with our policy of taking items that involve guests first, we will review the PAN budget, which we received on December 12th, and then the PRA budget, which was received subsequently. There are no other new announcements. So that takes us to set next meeting date and hear from the stations about when we may expect to receive their budgets. So I like to start at KPFA. I know that KPFA has reported that they have a budget. I don't know that we've received it yet. Arpal, do we have that?
Let me look. I know that we've been told we have one.
I don't think I've seen it yet, though. So why don't we just ask the...
that would be a good idea. Ask somebody from KPFA.
Or the director, James McFadden or Christina Huggins, the status of your budget.
Well, Maria presented it a couple of meetings ago, so I had assumed it had been presented to you. I will check on it. Maybe James knows something that I don't know. Do you know anything, James? Mr. McFadden?
I'm here. It was presented, as it often is presented, and I assumed that it would have been the treasurer's job to make any adjustments and to send it on to the NFC. And so that would have been Sharon Adams' job. I would assume it's Christina Huggins' job to make sure that that gets to the NFC.
Yeah. So, Christina, could you please either ask your LSB secretary or could you yourself forward that to R. Paul Martin? Actually, you can forward it to the National Finance Committee list, the NAT Finance.com at groups.io. That's the committee list.
Yes, I will check on
that. You were adding to today.
I would state that Maria made the budget based on the former Central Services formula because nobody told her that they had changed the formula. Since she wasn't informed, she based it on what she's always based it on for the past 12 years since she's been there. So I will check on her with her, and I'll see what's happening with that. But she might have to redo it because
that would be good.
Nobody told her.
Yeah, that would be appreciated. And if we understood that was the glitch that needed to be revised in the budget, and then we had heard that that had been done, but I don't think we ever actually received it. So just check and see what's going on and let us know. That would be much appreciated.
I'll check on it.
Okay, we've already dealt. Thank you, Christina. We've already dealt with KPFK and KPFT, so that takes us to WPFW, but I don't know that we have anybody here yet. Is there anyone here from PFW?
Julie's here. Sorry, I missed roll call.
Oh, hi, Julie. No worry. Do you know the status of your budget?
I sort of do, which is that basically Kamau and I came up with a plan where we're going to meet with Jerry, the general manager, and Annette, his assistant, to help them prioritize completing the draft budget so that you know, it can go through the usual channels in terms of, you know, being reviewed by the local finance committee and then the LSB, and then get sent to the National Finance Committee. So the one thing I worry about is that while Kamau and I might have a little bit of time coming up that we could pay attention to this, PFW is going to go into a five-day mini drive at the end of the year, which has been pretty successful for PFW the last couple of years. So, but we won't probably be able to get people's attention, you know, while we're in fund drive. So fingers crossed that it won't be too terribly much longer, but that's the best I can do for now.
That's a good analysis. That's appreciated. Our Paul, you want to speak about the WBI budget?
Yes. We did pass a budget at the LSB meeting, and I have to check with the general manager to make sure that he has everything there, and that's exactly what we're sending. And as soon as I hear from him, I will send it to the NFC.
Yes, and I'll just add that it's my understanding that that was either a typo or somebody misspoke when it was said send it to the PNB. It was intended to send it to the NFC, and perhaps we'll have to check the tape to see if it was a misspeaking or a typographical error. But we'll check that. I'm quite comfortable that the intention was to send it to the NFC, and that's what we need to do. So theoretically, we can go ahead and do that. So that's the status of the budgets. We also, of course, tonight we have the affiliates and the archives, and then there's the national office. Stephanie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Do we have the national office budget?
We do not have. I mean, I have the national office budget, but I have to make adjustments based upon whether the central service formula will remain what was voted in April, or is it to be only, are we to change that?
Right.
As far as not charging for grants and major donors. And that's the question that's being brought up by individuals.
Right. Just so we know, I mean, that was discussed at length in the NFC. It was sent to the PNB. They passed it. So that would have to be a motion to rescind, I guess, or to, rescind. So, you know, we would see where that would go. But we could also go ahead with the national office budget based on what the process has already given us and then see where that goes after the fact. So what we're really looking for now is what could we possibly do at our next meeting, because that's the other part of this item on the agenda, set the next meeting date. And so I
would
be thinking...
You have the national office budget by then. Yeah.
Okay,
we'll pencil
in. Wonderful. We'll pencil in the national office budget. We can also pencil in the WBAI budget, which we know is ready, and we can pencil in the KPFA budget, depending on whether or not the adjustments have been made. I thought that those that budget had been reviewed with those adjustments in mind, and that a new budget had been produced. Is that not the case, Stephanie? Do you know?
If a new budget has been produced from KPFA?
Yeah, using the Central Services Columbia as passed.
I believe that, yes, that Maria has created a budget that had the central, that had multiple columns. That was the central service payments based upon the motion that was passed in April. And then another column that would have central service payments on what historically they have done. And then central service payments based upon an 8% due to potential financial hardship.
Right.
So all of that is ready. I believe there were a couple of adjustments that might have needed to have been made based upon recent union negotiations that we just completed a couple weeks ago. So that adjusted a couple of things as well.
Kim.
Okay, so we can go forward with that. Kim, I heard off first. Go ahead, off first.
Okay.
Go ahead,
yes, I just checked, and it was a case of saying the stuff we always say here. Basically, if you've ever read the wonderful short story Dubliners by James Joyce, you will maybe remember what the horse did. However, since I always make the motion, and we always make the motion here to send it to the PNB, I said send it to the PNB. However, we should still cover it here, and I will send that in a day or two, I suppose. So sorry about that. Just force of habit saying send the budget to the PNB, because that's what we always do here. And I said that at the LSB meeting, but I meant NFC.
We forgive
you. And I think there's an exception in Robert's rules for what's called a ministerial correction that would cover that.
Well, we'll just send it here.
All right. Very good. Kim.
I personally would feel more comfortable reviewing the national office budget after we've kind of established all the other budgets, to really get a good handle on what we've got going on, how much deficits, how much, you know, hardships and all that stuff. So that's my opinion about scheduling budgets. I'd rather the NO be last.
Well, usually we do the NO first. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Teresa. Usually we would try to do the national office budget first, because we need to know what the central services amount needs to be in order to satisfy the national office budget. But, you know, we're not always doing things in the best or most logical ways. So there you have that. Let's go now to discussing the question of, should we meet on December 26th? And it appears that we could at least have a WBAI budget on that date, possibly a national office and or a KPFA budget on that date.
Beth moves
so
that we
let's
do.
Hear if anyone... Say again, Beth.
For the sake of discussion, Beth moves that we do meet on the 26th as per our regular schedule.
You're putting
point
a motion
order
on the floor so we can discuss it. Go ahead, Arpa.
We already have a meeting set for the 26th, so a motion to do it would be out of order. We can discuss it without, we can discuss it.
So really we're discussing whether we're not going to have a meeting. It's already scheduled. Okay.
Yeah, that's more like it. And we don't have to have a motion. We can just discuss.
Yeah, there you go. Is there any other comment?
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, well, I am looking up right now. So if the body chooses not to meet on the 26th, the day after Christmas and the week before New Year's, our next meeting is the 9th, and then I would recommend that we have set an extra meeting and perhaps set an extra meeting anyways on January 2nd. I expect everybody's hangover will be over by the
Kim, up until now, we were discussing the meeting on the 26th. Are you adding an additional consideration?
I'm giving an alternate, James, so people can think about that. If they don't want to meet the 26th, do they want to meet the 2nd? I know it's
this,
a lot of information
motion?
At one time. Yes.
So is this an amendment to that, Kim?
Excuse me?
I'm asking if that's an amendment.
Sure.
But we don't have a motion. I've already explained.
There's
no
motion in the floor right now. So if she's making a motion, I think the motion would be to not meet on the 26th and instead meet on the 2nd.
No.
All right. Tell me what the motion is.
Consider adding a meeting on the 2nd.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Any discussion?
McFadden to the stack.
Go ahead.
I'm going to make an alternate motion that we don't meet on the 26th and we meet on the 2nd.
That would then be an amendment.
Okay, it could be an amendment or it could be a separate motion.
Okay.
Amendment. I thought you were allowed to have an alternate motion on the floor.
That. I don't think you do alternate motions, you do amendments. And then you take one and then the other. So that puts another so now we have an amendment, so we should discuss the amendment first. Any discussion on that?
Well,
yes.
Could I say what I
Hold
think
on, let's hear from
doing?
Arpa.
All right.
Go ahead, Arpa.
Okay, so the motion made by Kim is to add an NFC meeting on January 2nd, 2024. So I think the amendment would read to not meet on December 26th, but I think it would be to not meet on December 26th because that would amend the main motion to read to not meet on 12/26, but to add a meeting on January 2nd.
Point of order. This is Kim.
It sounds logical.
Yes, Kim.
I believe it's a substitute motion that McFadden made.
I don't think so.
It works out the same way, so it can be an amendment. So it becomes it's 6 of 1 or half a dozen of the other. Let's just make it an amendment.
All right. Is there any other discussion of the substance? Go ahead, Beth.
Substance and process. One, I don't think we should kick the can down the road. I think if there are budgets available, we should review them as soon as possible. It's not a heavy lift. It's not that big a deal. And procedurally, I would prefer to separate each of the decision for each of these dates and just decide each one of them straight up or down. And then we don't have to figure out whether it's an amendment or an alternate motion or a whatever we want to call it. If we just deal with them separately, then it simplifies the process.
Well,
McFadden to the stack.
Go ahead, McFadden.
Which we'll address that at a point. If it's an amendment, we address them separately. So why don't we just
correct
an amendment?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And yes. So I'm just going to voice my opinion now. I think we can meet on the 26th and at least do the WBAI budget. And then we could also meet on the 2nd and then do whatever budget, if we have one that has been satisfactorily adjusted and, you know, with the central services formula in mind, we can proceed on the 2nd. If not, we don't need to meet on the 2nd. We can cancel that and only meet once after a major holiday instead of twice after a major holiday. So that's my thinking. I'd like to meet on the 26th and then see what develops with the issue of the central services formula, because that will require a meeting of the PNB. And I, you know, we don't have a motion yet at the PNB. That's not on the floor yet. Nobody has brought that to the PNB. So I don't know that we can delay our work in this committee based on something that might happen, but hasn't happened yet. So let us, is there any other comment?
Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I mean, I think we know, even though there technically hasn't been, and I think the PMB isn't going to rescind a motion previously adopted. I think probably what we're likely to do is amend a motion previously adopted. And we would do, in that amendment, we would make a slight change to the central services formula. You know, this is me doing a little tea leaf reading here, right? But I suspect what we're going to do is we're going to find a way to make the argument that we shouldn't include grant income in the central services formula, but that would be the only thing we would change. And the reason I say that is because, you know, obviously a lot of times grants are for very specific purposes, and it's like, we're going to run this program, it's going to cost $50,000, you get $50,000, you can't send 15% of the $50,000 to the national office if, you know, that's what you present. What you would have to do is write the grant for the program's going to cost us $50,000, plus we have this overhead charge, and so then you would write the grant for 1.15 times the $50,000, but if people haven't already done that, then we can't do that. So, okay, let me back up and say then, I think, you know, if the NFC wants to discuss whether this change makes sense and then make a motion, you know, or send something to the PNB, I think that will help, you know, because there are people representing all five of the stations on the NFC, and that will make it go much more smoothly at the PNB than if it's a motion from one station. And I understand, you know, at the moment there's a motion to rescind or amend a motion previously adopted that the PNB has been noticed about, but the actual wording of the motion hasn't come forward. But this is a way, if the NFC tackles it, I think, to make it, you know, happen most expeditiously. Thanks.
Thank you, Julie. And rather than get into a debate on that particular issue, on which I have some things to say, we have our echo back again. Could everybody please mute? Thank you. I think we should just try to figure out what this body is going to do on the 26th and on the 2nd. And perhaps on the 2nd, that's what one thing we could do would be to discuss this idea of changing the central services formula. So I'm going to ask if we could now go to a vote on McFadden's amendment, which was to meet on the 26th. Nope. And I think your amendment was to meet on the 26th and nope, not on the 19th, was it not?
Right, this is the 19th. What I have is, he'd originally said don't meet on the 26th, but meet on the 2nd. However, since the main motion is to add an NFC meeting on January 2nd, then I think what his amendment really becomes is to not meet on 12/26.
Somebody okay, and that is
– but I think that's what the amendment is, to not meet – basically to cancel the – December 26th meeting.
Okay, and was that is a meeting that was already scheduled, as you have pointed out.
Yeah.
So does that take any extra procedure? Do we need to
not the amendment,
two-thirds vote on that?
The amendment does not need it. Amendment only needs to pass by a majority. However, since we would be striking something previously voted on,
The main motion, if it is amended, would in fact require a two-thirds vote.
Okay. So, it seems like we're going to walk through a lot of procedure here and maybe not get where we're going. And by the way, Fred, do we have the Pacific Affiliates Network on the line?
Yes, this is Ruth. I'm with you.
Yeah, and Ursula's here too.
And thank you, Ursula. I'm so sorry. I was trying to avoid a lot of this kind of stuff before we got to you guys and haven't been successful. So I'm going to try and push this through now so we can get to your budget. I guess we're going to have to do what Paul said. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Let's go to the amendment.
The amendment, as I have it, is to not meet on December 26th. Okay, please answer up when you hear ask if there's any objection to that first.
Is there any objection?
I object.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen?
Allen passes.
Kamau Harris?
I'm present, but I just really got in, so I don't have the opportunity to understand what's on the floor, so I will pass.
You're passing. Julie Hewitt?
I'm going to vote yes for McFadden's amendment.
Christina Huggins?
I vote yes.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to pass.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to pass. What yes means. Yes means not to vote on the 26th. Right, not to meet on the 26th, correct?
Correct. Yes means you're in favor of adding striking the 12/26 meetings from the main motion.
Okay. Going to pass. Thank you.
R. Paul Martin. I'll pass. James McFadden.
I'm going to vote yes for my amendment and just remind people if the main motion passes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Don't care. Pass. This is what we do instead of doing stuff.
James Sagerton.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
No.
Okay. Going back, Teresa Allen?
Allen says, oh, my gosh, I'm just so confused. I'm sorry, and you've explained it too many times for me to be in this situation.
Okay, I'll do with this again.
Yes,
the main motion,
no meeting on the 26th, right?
But the amendment says that. That would be added to the main motion if the amendment passes.
I'm going to
Allen?
It only happens if the
I think
the,
oh well one person come on, we can't have a discussion while we're voting. I think Teresa Allen just abstained. Is that correct?
No, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Okay. Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Well, I'm going to have to defer to the people who don't want to meet, and I'm going to vote yes.
Yes, no, abstain, please. How do you vote?
I just told you. I'm going to defer
yes,
to
no,
people
or abstain.
Who said yes.
It's yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes, okay, yes. R. Paul Martin, I'll abstain. James McFadden, oh, no, you already did it. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Still don't care. Abstain.
Abstain. And that's it. 6-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Wait, Teresa
so,
did vote.
I did.
What?
Teresa did.
Okay.
Okay, so the motion becomes, one second here.
Echo, 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 echo.
Yeah, please mute everyone.
I'm getting a new thing that happens with my word processor. It's when I try to paste something, it's doing a bad thing to me. So it takes extra seconds. So please bear with me.
And Willis Pace, please. There you go. Okay, so the motion, as amended, becomes to not meet on December 26th and to add an NFC meeting on January 2nd. That's the motion on the floor. Mr. Chair?
Okay. Let's take the vote. Is there any objection? First I'll ask. I'm going to say yes, I object, unless if nobody else does.
All right. So now we put it in.
More like save.
Hit that. Okay. So the motion is to not meet on December 26th and to add an NFC meeting on January 2nd, 2024. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Jim Kaufman.
Yes.
Jim Kaufman.
And somebody needs to mute.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. James McFadden.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Still don't care. Still a waste of time. Abstain.
Abstain. James Sagerton.
Abstain.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Abstain.
Okay. 6-4-0 against 4 abstentions. Okay. Is that the chair there?
Yeah, I was saying that somebody has an open mic still. I hope they'll please mute.
Yeah. 6-4-0 against 4 abstentions. So
We're now not meeting on the 26th, so Paul, you'll have to cancel that meeting, and we'll be meeting on the 2nd. You'll have to add that one. Okay. Moving right along here. After 45 minutes. Okay. Now we are finally at number 6, review the draft FY24 Pacifica Affiliates Network budget. This is a 45-minute item. Ursula and Ruth, my apologies. It was not my intention to have you have to wait through this kind of procedure, but I didn't. Wasn't able to manage that, so please go ahead and make your presentation. And I understand that, first of all, can you tell us who will be presenting? And I know that Ursula and Ruth, you're here to answer questions. How do you wish to proceed? Ruth and Ursula, are you still with us?
Yeah, my understanding. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be going over just the basic numbers of the budget and the notes and such that the affiliates have provided. And then if anybody has any specific questions, Ruth and Ursula can go ahead and answer those.
Okay, I have a question. And it's I don't mean it to be a hostile question, but normally the people from the units or the stations come and present their budget, and then we go to question and answer, et cetera. And so this is a little unusual for the executive director to make the presentation. And in fact, we went through quite an extensive procedure a couple of years ago to establish the Pacifica Affiliates Network as a separate unit. It seems a little odd now to have them going back sort of under the wing of the national office and having Stephanie present the budget. I don't have any, you know, if Stephanie is very familiar with it, you know, we want someone who's familiar with the budget to present. I'm just curious why we're doing it this way after we broke out the national, the Affiliates Network as a separate unit.
Well, this is Ursula. We're quite comfortable having Stephanie present the budget. I don't see it as being under her wing as a unit, but she is our supervisor, and so this seems like normal organizational procedure to have our supervisor submit our budget. And, you know, that's all I can say. It's kind of between Stephanie and the board. I mean, but I can just say we're comfortable with it, and we don't feel that it puts us under Stephanie. She's just our supervisor.
Well, that's I appreciate that response, and I just think, again, we want the people that are most familiar with the budget and the day-to-day operations to present the budget. I'm not going to make a big deal about it either, but, you know, that's been our precedent, I think that is actually the best practice.
We're just kind of expect upper management to resolve those issues. I don't know anything more to say about it. You know, it's not really my wheelhouse to make these decisions.
No, I agree, and I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position either. So, Stephanie, why don't you go ahead and present, and we can talk about all of this later.
Okay, perfect. So the affiliates, Ruth and Ursula and their team, presented some notes in the beginning of the budget as well. So I hope everybody had a chance to kind of look at that. One of the things that we wanted to make sure that we pointed out is that the projected revenue that's in the fiscal year 24 budget is truly just the revenue that is for any of the services and fees that are from fiscal year 24. So we just want to make sure that any sort of outstanding fees that were not paid during fiscal year 23 are not included in any of the revenue projection. So as we look through the budget, we have our proposed budget, very simple numbers, and also based upon what were the actuals from the years prior and what was budgeted the year prior. So the affiliate's income, if anyone, hopefully they have it in front of them, but if not, I'll go ahead and read through that. The revenue that is expected is $230,000 from affiliate income. We have the internet technology services subscription, which is $15,900. We have the individual business donations of $5,500 and grant income of $7,000. So that is a subtotal of revenue for direct public support of $12,500. There is, as we move down, there's sales revenue. They have a great website. If anybody hasn't had a chance to go and get some affiliate T-shirts, they're wonderful. They have the $100 for the cost of goods sold, with a gross profit of $258,350. The budget from last year was $252,500. The actuals from 22-23 were $217,724. So there is an increase with that, but it is a very conservative growth of approximately about 2%, and a lot of that is really based upon careful study and review of new affiliate and IT service contracts, grants, and donations. So it, even though it is an increase from what the actuals were, it is a conservative increase based upon discussions of what is anticipated and expected during this next fiscal year. As far as the expenditures, those remain fairly similar and consistent with what was years prior, with the salary and wages at $125,000, taxes at $10,000, 403B expenses at $2,400, and then employee benefits with medical insurance is a substantial increase, and that's just kind of hitting us all across the network as well. That's $26,431. So we have a total of our payroll expenses of $163,831. We have some contracted services, which is legal fees of $2,000. And occasionally there is a lawyer will be brought in at a very discounted rate to help with some contracts and some work. I've worked and had meetings with some of the legal team that gets brought in, and they do exceptional work for the affiliates at a substantially discounted rate. So we appreciate those services, but it is fairly low in general. As far as consultants for the affiliates, we have budgeted $25,200, and those consultants break down to basically internet service support, a Pacificaster website contractor that works on that, Pacificaster consultant that also works for that, and then the Talks reporter's wages. So there's just a few consultants that are there, and that's broken down actually as to what that expense is per contractor on the second page of the budget that's following the actual budget. So we have basically for any sort of contracted services expenses of $27,200. For the operations breakdown, we have roughly $3,144 in software. There is an increase in the server fees of $28,000. In the past year, it's been budgeted at $16,647, and that's because in the past, they also were billing the affiliates were billing the national office for some of those service fees of that were the national office's responsibilities. And so in order to make sure that those are paid, the affiliates did absorb that into their expense line item just so we can guarantee that those are paid in a timely manner because we don't want those to go down. And then that those fees that they're paying will be deducted from their central service payments. So that explains the increase in that. We have for any sort of promotion and marketing, $1,000, postage, mailing service, $175, and then $1,004 general supplies. So that gives our operations budget expense at $33,319. For travel and meetings, we've budgeted $2,300 for conference conventions and meetings and roughly $1,500 for travel. The affiliates went to a conference in West Virginia recently and were actually sponsors of that event. They were able to make quite a bit of headway and contacts and get Pacifica out in the kind of the public eye yet once again, and it was a very upbeat and wonderful experience, and we were greatly appreciative that they were able to have the money in their budget this year to be such a vital and active part of that conference. So if anybody, I'm sure, has any questions or comments or wants to talk to Ursula and Ruth about that, they'd be happy to answer questions. It was quite a positive experience. So we're hoping that they would be able to participate in that in the future. So we have budgeted $3,800 for travel and meetings. For central service fees, we have $22,300, roughly $500 for any sort of equipment, $3,900 for rent for their office in Iowa, and $2,600 in utilities. So we have facilities and equipment line item expenses of $29,300. We have generic other types of expenses, just a little $500 pad in case there's things that are popping up that may take us by surprise or extra postage or anything like that. So we just have that extra $500. And then QuickBooks is $400. They have quite a substantial billing process that with all the affiliates that they handle with ease. And so the QuickBooks is a quite easy way for them to be able to manage that. So that gives us the total expenditures of $258,350, which is a balanced budget that matches the profits. The third page of the budget is a great graph that explains and just kind of in a wonderful snapshot how the affiliate program has grown since its inception, starting from fiscal year 3 to fiscal year 23. And you can just kind of follow, you know, quite a bit of substantial growth there in the beginning as it was starting and, you know, people were jumping on board with that. A little bit of recession that hit in 2008, and you can see how that affected just in general the revenue for the next few years. And then it started picking back up again in 18. And even though it dropped slightly with COVID, it's been at a continual increase since then. So that's kind of a nice overview is the amount of income that the affiliate program has been generating and the support that it provides for the Pacifica Foundation in general and the great work that they're doing. So very simple budget. Very realistic, very conservative, and we definitely will take a look at the budget on a regular basis and be able to project out any changes. We're focusing quite a bit this upcoming year on any sort of additional grants that would be coming in for certain affiliate-based programs, any sort of sponsorships or underwriting, and that will then be able to increase that revenue line, but we'll be able to project that out and make any adjustments as we move forward.
Okay, Stephanie, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. McFadden, before I go to you, I want to ask Ursula or Ruth if they have anything to add at this point.
Yeah, Ruth here. I do have a couple minor things to add. Thank you, Stephanie, for that overview. However, the expected revenue is in the asterisk right at the top there of the proposed budget. The affiliate fees and the IT services fees, that's our proposed in the budget revenue. The expected is what we currently have currently contracted with the affiliates. These are the stations that that are receiving the affiliate, the Pacifica services, and have also signed on for the IT services. So the proposed budget, the revenue, reflects an approximate 2% increase, if I did that right, from what we currently expect. So there's some growth there. The expected is what we have contracted with the affiliates.
Understood. Thank you, Ruth. Anything else?
Yeah, one other thing. As Stephanie explained, our server expense is the total cost of all the servers. National office share of that annually is $11,292. So if you add that on to, so that is what I expense to central services, is that share of the servers. So you would add that onto our budgeted amount of for central services. That's the account number 64100, where we have 22,300. That 11,292 is expense to central services, giving a total to central services of 33,592.
Ruth, I'm looking at this on my phone, and I don't see line numbers. Are there line numbers on these items?
Yeah. It's the account numbers. The account numbers.
Column one.
And what was the account number again? That item.
The central services account is 64100. I put this on a PDF, so I don't have the line numbers like I do on my spreadsheet. I made it into a PDF to send to you.
But James,
the
number
next to the name,
the word.
Yeah, I see it. Yep. Good.
Yeah. So
okay,
so essentially, what we have in this budget for central services then comes to $33,592 when you factor in the national office share of the servers that we pay everything for. It's just easier that way, it's a electronic recurring deduction every month from the bank account, so that because the servers have to be paid. So we just take care of it and then expense the national office share to central services.
Got it. That was somewhat controversial in prior years when you, I think, weren't getting that credited, but that's been solved.
Yes, this seems to work.
Good. I'm glad for that. That's good. Okay. Did you have anything else, Ruth?
No, that was all, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, and Ursula, I wanted to ask you one more time, did you have anything else? And then I'll go to the stack.
No, thank you, Stephanie, for a great report. Really appreciate it.